Not me, not Hermione. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Neha.
I'm Afreen.
And welcome to
Hermione Diaries.
This is a podcast where we will read our favorite Hermione, read new Hermione, talk about it. Things we loved.
A little book club, a Hermione book club, if you will.
Yeah. I always feel like every time I finish a fic, I just want to marinate in it. You know, I have like post-fic depression sometimes.
Analyze it, pull it apart.
Yeah, and then I always text you and I'm like, do you read this part yet? And you're like, no. Or vice versa.
Or we're always like, oh my god, what did you think about like when blah 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 happened? Yeah. So yeah, we're trying to create the space that we've been looking for. Our Hermione friendship is relatively new, but I was thinking for our little intro, we could talk about how we got into Hermione.
Yeah.
When you started, versus when I started, because we're at very different timelines.
You want to go first?
Okay. So I started reading. Let me rewind it back. I started fanfic, like, post-Twilight era. That's so embarrassing. I started fanfic when it was, reading fanfic.
Wait, you were reading Twilight fanfic?
I was reading Twilight fanfics.
But Twilight is fanfic.
I didn't know that. I was a middle schooler. What? You know why? I feel like I started reading I was literally thinking about this yesterday. I started reading Twilight fanfic because I hated Breaking Dawn, and after I was like a baby for Bella, so I was like, let me go find it.
You're like, this is my worst nightmare.
Why? She's 18 and she had a baby, like a sex ed class gone wrong.
But I remember when I was reading it as I was 12 and Bella was like, I just like don't want to wear the engagement ring and I don't want to get married. And I remember being 12 being like, Bella, you're 18. Like, time. I know.
No, so yeah, I started doing that. And then I don't know when I specifically started on Hermione, but I did. And I couldn't even tell you what my first one was. But the right thing to do, just the right thing to do itself, like imprinted on my brain. Even when I forgot what it was called, I remember like being like 18 and googling, what is that Draco Hermione fan fiction where there's a company.
Wait, it's that old?
I think it's pretty old.
Oh my god, the right thing to do was your first fic that you've ever read?
No, I don't think it was my first fic. I wish I could pull you into my brain so that I could tell you all of the weird, random, like crazy alternate universe fics I read, like Draco and Hermione are muggles at a university. So many marriage law fics that I couldn't even tell you the titles of.
I just read my first marriage law fic, and I gotta tell you,
which marriage law fic did you read?
Bloody, Slutty, and Pathetic. That was my first one.
Yeah, but we're two brown girls, so it's BSAP from BSAP. Now.
I also feel like the title is what put me off for so long.
I could not take it seriously. I just read that after you. I think it's so funny that I got you into Hermione specifically. Sorry, Hermione fanfic, and you finish every fic before me.
I have that personality where I just get obsessive.
You devour.
Yeah, right. So I got into fanfic because you you told me about it last year in February.
What was your first one?
Manacled. Mm-hmm. Which I called Manacled for
a googling
pronunciation.
How do I pronounce this?
Yeah, and I just remember
it broke you.
Honestly, bold choice on your part.
Hard launched you into Hermione. I submerged you into the depths of angst.
Yeah, and I was like, I do like a dark AU.
Yeah, it's the Slytherin in us. Don't we all love a little?
And like, you know how our mutual friend was like, I just don't like bad boys. I'm like, I literally can't relate to you at all.
What is that like? Both of us married to the most
good guys. I know, the most best, the best of men.
And that's what fanfic's for. Yeah, we wanted to basically create this space for all the Hermione girlies. Or guys.
Girls, gays, and theys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Join.
So, yeah. Neha's an English major.
I am. I'm an English literary major using my degree to pick apart these fanfics, I gotta tell you.
I'm just following in your analysis.
No, you have really great.
I feel like I've been in the fandom so long that I was.
You have great opinions.
I have, like, all of these random memories that I don't know where to put except just tell you, and now we can tell.
Yeah.
Our two listeners. As we read new fics, we'll put out episodes. We're gonna start with the big fics that we've already read that are like fan favorites.
Yeah, we're rereading it currently.
I should say what it is.
Yeah. So the next one that we're gonna do is De Matt Mubel, Draco Malfoy, and the Mortifying Ordeal of Being in Love. A classic.
An icon.
She is the moment.
She is the moment. A legend amongst fics, I think.
And possibly the one that, like, if you want someone to get into Dramini, you're like, read this one. Yeah.
I also think that what I love about Dramini, I just saw, I think on TikTok or Reddit or something, people were like, I'm not even in the Harry Potter fandom, but I'm in the Dramini fandom. And I just think that Dramini fandoms understand Draco.
Yeah, I think that he was such a missed opportunity and an underdeveloped character in the original series. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like I had a little bit of like a soft spot for him or whatever.
A little crush?
A little schoolgirl crush? I don't know. I mean, did I only watch The Half-Blood Prince for him? I don't know. Maybe.
For Draco and his green apple.
Drapple. No, did you know that's actually a thing?
No, I learned that because of you.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Drapple lives rent-free in my brain.
I think, like, we should just establish what this podcast is not, and it's not, like, a hate fest.
No.
We're not going to hate on writers or specific fics. I think writing is really hard. I think writing fics and, like, putting yourself out there
for
is,
free.
Like,
You do that for free? I just need... who's the author of De Matt Mubel? Is this self-care? If you ever need a liver, an organ donor, I'm here. So can we go over what we're reading?
What are you reading?
What was your most favorite recently read?
I feel like the last two that I read were pretty great, but the last two fics I read was BSAP, Bloody, Slutty, and Pathetic. I gotta tell you, that was great. And then also De Traque.
That's an outtake.
I'm
currently reading De Traque.
Yeah, and how are you finding it?
I actually love it. I think it's so funny because now I was deep in Dramini years ago. I feel like you loving Dramini has reawakened my Dramini reading. Before that, I was just like rereading a lot.
Yeah.
Besides for De Matt Mubel, which because it's so recent, I definitely like that was part of it. And then you love like having somebody to talk to. I love De Traque. I think it's, I don't know, it's different. I like that Hermione's a little weird. It's gonna have its own episode, but maybe even a two-parter because it's ginormous.
I think we should do it like part by part. What is it? There's part one, two, three, four.
Yeah, you're right.
I forgot.
You're right.
Yeah, I think we should do that because it is a hefty one.
A big one.
Gotta tell you.
I like that every time there's like a big resolve of a conflict, there's more to the book.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing.
Like life.
Yeah, you're right. Aww. And then what did you, I read BSAP,
I remember I was like four, I was like offering read this right now and you were like
for
no.
BSAP was not my top favorite because I think I like the dark morally ambiguous Draco Hermione, and I think in our episode I'll need to deep dive on my feelings on that because they're jumbled. I get it.
I think I just like was inhaling that. Yeah. I also think we should talk about why we like Dramini and why we keep on reading it, because I feel like for the few people that I'm, they're like, what do you do nowadays, and I'm like, oh, I'm just reading.
For the people that are like, you're starting a podcast about what and why?
Yeah. First of all, hater.
Please just support me.
I know.
Shit.
Sorry that I have passions.
Sorry that I'm a nerd.
I think like the thing that I love about fanfic is that we don't have to like, especially the Harry Potter fanfic, like we don't have to
learn everything.
A whole new world.
A code switch.
New system. We were like, the first 50 pages, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Confused.
It's
like those TikToks where it's like...
You're confused.
And also, you're in a new fairyland and everything's... And they're saying like all these wild words.
In the beginning. Yeah, so I think like we don't have to learn a whole new world. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think it's like the two most interesting characters getting together. I love a enemies to lover.
Yeah. I know that you said that Draco is underdeveloped. I feel like Hermione, I love that Hermione in canon is a book smart little brainiac and she reads a lot, but what I don't like about her that is not really teased out is like I feel like she's made to be like Harry and Ron's moms.
And you don't like that trope of like the girl yeah. in the thing having to like yeah. pull her weight and then some.
Also my other thing about Hermione that I've come to love over the years is like the random, like not random, the two tags of like, is there Ron bashing or is there no, like not, there's like specific tags, like no Ron bashing in this fic. And I'm like, oh, that could be interesting. And then there's some fics where like Ron's like an abusive, wife beating, cheating man.
It's just so funny the way that when you reread, yeah. like in different fics, you like grow to love or hate like certain characters. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I didn't realize that about so-and-so.
Speaking of which, Theo Knott in Hermione is crazy. Was it you that was saying the other week, like you barely see Theo in canon, like he's in like one sentence yeah, in the even, entire
even
series.
Even Blaze Zabini, like yeah. I mean in the movies you see Blaze but you don't even see Theo. And mm-hmm. then I think, was it in Cursed Child where like Draco's like, yeah, Theo's my bestie, and we're like, when? Yes.
And how, Theo is one of my favorite Hermione arc, like
yeah, I love, especially yeah. in Daytrequay, like I love Theo.
Theo and Daytrequay is so good. So good. I also love
and Dumatmu Ball.
Yeah.
I wait, but what you were talking about Hermione, I think like in the books we see like how she trapped Rita Skeeter in a little jar, and then also in the fifth book she like permanently disfigures Marietta Edgecombe permanently,
yeah.
and we don't really see that part of her
and like explore that little like
yeah
that's morally ambiguous Hermione you get in a lot of fics now. I think really explore that.
Yeah, I think I like both morally ambiguous, yeah. but like one is fighting for like yeah. the good fight, and the other one is like.
I also, speaking on that, I think something that I've noticed about myself, especially since we've bonded over Hermione, is I remember like the right thing to do being like my end all be all, it was amazing, and then when I discovered the rest of the universe, so there's the right thing to do if Harry won and it's kind of like canon compliant but not epilogue compliant, and then the auction where it's like the dark AU mm-hmm. of like Voldemort winning, I remember you being like, I loved the auction, and I was like, yeah, I love the auction too, but now I think about I adore the auction, but when I first read it, I was like, I was skipping through the parts of the actual auction, like taking place. I was like scared. I was young, but, so I could not like absorb all of that.
But like now, as an adult,
now it's everything. I tell you like every month that I'm back reading like chapter 15 of the auction onward.
They have to practice. Yeah, I think like when it's like a dark AU, like it's just them getting together yeah. and like that like desperation and yeah. the need to like protect yeah. and like that, all of those like yeah. tropes that I yeah. fall
there's,
into.
I also, I don't know if it's me, but I think there's so many more like war universe tropes now, or like more like bigger fics now that have yeah. done that, and the way that like war is portrayed by different yeah. authors is so interesting.
And also like even in Daytrequay we get it, like we get more out of it than mm-hmm. we did in the Deathly yeah. Hallows. I think it's because like the seventh book was just so, in my opinion, like underwritten in some parts and stuff like that.
Actually,
especially
a lot,
with
yeah.
like the war stuff yeah. like, and I was listening to the Three Broomsticks podcast about like the Battle of Hogwarts, and it's like, yeah, where is everyone? Like where's the yeah. Durmstrangs and the Beauxbatons yeah. and like everything, and like where is that? So I do appreciate like a dark AU where it's like we're more mm-hmm. into the war and we're like, you know, in that a little bit more. And then also like I do appreciate like the lighthearted ones as yeah. well, like Dumatmu Ball and yeah. like the ones that are like post, because yeah, because then we get to see like the redemption arc of Draco, like many years have passed yeah. and how do you like,
adult Draco
yeah
and how does he dad Draco have you read any dad Draco?
I have not. I mean, apart from like Cursed Child, which is not fanfic yeah, yeah, yeah. but like it depends on yeah, who you I mean you should not read it, and then when it comes to our city okay, then we okay. can
good idea
we can watch it together. I've yeah. literally seen the Cursed Child
several times.
Three times. One one locally with the traveling.
One internationally.
One in London.
Yeah.
So it's the two-part one, and then one like recently in Broadway.
It's also fresh in your mind right now, so I feel like
yeah,
but primed to make the comparisons.
Yeah, and it does focus mm-hmm. a lot on like the Malfoys.
True. Yeah. I never knew that until you told me. Yeah. I feel like I would have been interested ages ago.
Oh, the other reason why I like Dromione fanfic is I love the Slytherin, like, redemption arc. Like, I love, like, as Slytherins, we get nothing in the book. We get...
We had to build the Slytherin trope from the ground up.
Yeah.
We were given not much besides.
And I just find it so frustrating that J.K. Rowling wrote that none of the Slytherins fought in the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yeah. Like, so I took a really long time to reread canon HP after I got into Dromione because I was just like, God, I don't want to go back into that miserable. I'm just kidding.
Dromione-less.
No Draco. But yeah, I think like I look at canon Harry Potter now, and I did recently reread it.
Yeah.
And, like, re-audiobooked it, but it is truly like the black and whiteness of the good versus evil. Yeah. I know that's kind of her thing. With the whole, like, Voldemort has nothing to love and loves nobody and nobody loves him, but...
Yeah. But, like, that's the thing that I feel like she could have developed Draco more because it's just, like, it's not, like, black and white sometimes. Yeah. And, like, I would have loved for him to have, like, a Zuko presence. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I'm talking about with Avatar? Have you watched...
You know, I like my blue avatars and not my...
No, offering! Oh, my God. Okay.
I'll work on it. Okay. I like the flying buffalo.
Bison?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's what I said. I will update Offreen on Zuko when this is over. Don't worry.
Sorry, I'm busy reading Ditra K.L. Catch me next year.
Also, speaking of canon Harry Potter, I think Draco is really funny. Like, I know he's a dick.
No, but he's kind of...
But he's my dick.
I get like a really different reaction from crowd that I say that I love Draco Malfoy. Some people are just like, God, you're okay, whatever. And some people are like, what are you talking about? The son of a terrorist? You like this kid who just hates everything about Hermione and her blood and he uses slurs. That's like doing this and this in the real world. I'm like,
yeah, but you have to wait. They write a whole redemption arc for him.
And also like, let's think about it. Like, they're like middle school, they're, high schoolers.
Yeah, like they're 16. Like, I would love
to think. Had a crush on a boy that definitely
who called you a slur.
Yeah. Especially the brown girls. I know you had a crush on a random white boy that
We all go through that. We all go through that phase. Don't lie. Like, I find him really funny in the books. And then I also, the one interaction that I love is in the sixth book when Hermione gets like punched in the face by like one of the Weasley things. And Draco goes, Granger, who punched you in the face? I want to send them flowers.
That's really mean, but it's like it has nothing to do with her body blood. Oh my God, we have to talk about a little bit about Lionheart.
Lionheart has my heart.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Green Teacups,
what do you need? Let me send it to you right now.
This is a PSA for anybody who knows Green Teacup in person.
Tell her we love her.
Send her some flowers. I really hope that those 20 seconds are inspiring our two listeners to read Lionheart
I forced Offreen to read it because I was like, why aren't you reading it? Mm-hmm. And you were in a little bit of like a slump,
I was in a reading slump. I also had seen a lot of chatter about it online. I religiously am on the Dromione Reddit, I gotta tell you.
Nice.
But we should make one for us.
Yeah. And then, so I like forced you to read it because I had like caught up and I needed someone else to share my pain, and boy did you.
Well, one of our Dromione friends introduced us to it first.
Yeah.
To give a little synopsis, it's basically just all the books rewritten, but as if Draco was in Gryffindor.
And
that was not appealing to me in the beginning.
And I was like, no.
Just give it a chance.
Give it a chance.
Give it a go. Yeah. I'm here to tell you that I'm so glad I gave it a go. Can I tell you that literally yesterday I gaslit myself for like a solid hour being like, yeah, I'm just rereading Demat Mobile right now for our podcast for episode one. I still have some more like of book five of Lionheart that I can keep reading. And then I thought about it and I was like, oh, I'm all caught up. And it was... the saddest 5 minutes of this past week for me.
Every day I check her Tumblr. Yeah. Every day. I'm like, I'm not subscribed to literally anybody on AO3 except for her.
Also, that just reminded me, I do think that one of my first exposures to Dramione was Tumblr Dramione, or Dramione on Tumblr. Like, people made little GIF sets.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember one from the Yule Ball where, like, they stitched different clips of Draco together and it made it look like he was watching her dance.
And that was, like, that is what...
I feel like that was one of my first, my earliest Hermione memories.
Yeah, I feel like I used to be such a Harry Potter purist. And then I met you and I was like, you know what? Why limit my scope?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that
it
I did.
It could be so much better than that.
I also just feel like I can, like, I'm just a multi-layered person and I can appreciate the canon books for what they are and what they did.
Yeah.
And I can also read fanfic and it's completely
fine. When I reread Harry Potter recently, canon Harry Potter, I love the world that she built. I love like all the little intricacies. I will say book 6 and 7, I love how everything tied together. I feel like she definitely tied up a lot of loose ends, explaining the Hallows, getting how they all came to be, how they all got passed down, the gods' history. But I love the complexity of characters that, like, the, like you said, the multi-layeredness of fanfic characters. It's
yeah, we just
unbeatable.
We get more of them. Yeah. Which is,
and you get like a lot of gray area and you get like real life.
It's also just like because like the canon books have so much like plot. That's and, like, true, I feel like less character development, in my opinion, other than Harry.
You're right.
Like, I just feel like we get to, like, I love a good meaty character development in her monologue. Like, that's what I love, and that's what we get because we don't have to, like, they're not fighting for their lives.
Most of the time. Yeah. Or they're doing a lot of,
and if they are, they can,
and fighting for their lives.
And it's like so, like, it can be as long as it wants, so they can, like, really flesh out the character as well as the plot, which I love.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what's your favorite Draco / Hermione trope? Like, do you love when he's an auror and she's a healer, or do you love, like, not any specific things?
I hate her in magical creatures in the department. Of, like, whatever, like, me the ministry too. Of whatever, like, I just I agree. Hate her in like magical creatures. I just think it's like a dead end, like, position to, like, no avail, and I just want her to be, like, really ambitious because she is. And I also like an ambitious Draco as well.
He's not just a pure
the lord of the manor like, whatever, just I like that. I love a forced proximity. I like when they have, like, bants and stuff.
I need good bants. I think I don't like super, like, okay, besides for Manacled. Manacled is its own thing for me. But otherwise, I like a Hermione that's not super down in the dumps and angsty about things like her mudblood scar or, like, like, yes, PTSD Hermione is interesting, and I love to see her heal. Which reminds me, I think you haven't read, like, Apple Pie and Other Amends.
I have not. Oh, my God.
That's, like, a PTSD-ish Hermione. Yeah. Also, like, Rosemary for Remembrance, I think.
I think that's another one that I was, someone told me about.
So sometimes I have a hard time, like, reconciling her with those, but I think, like, I like it to an extent, but it's not my favorite, I think. But I definitely love a Hermione that's, like, on track to be Minister of Magic or, like, saving the whole effing world.
Yeah.
Hermione is my favorite Hermione.
I do love a Draco who's, like, in awe of that, you know?
Yes.
And, like...
And, like, gives her her due.
Yeah.
And her space. I agree that I don't want a Draco that's doing, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I love a Potioner Draco.
I do too.
Potioner Draco, I don't know why. It's like my top.
Yeah.
My top tier Draco. I think. It's
definitely... like him cooking, but not.
Yeah, yeah.
To end it, can we, if we were to teach at Hogwarts, like, what?
Harry.
Shout out Jim Dale.
Do you know yours?
I think I would be Transfiguration.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I think you'd be Charms.
I think I would be charmed.
I think you'd be charmed.
But I kind of hate that.
You'd be like, ladies, this is how you charm.
Like, ladies, this is a charm for having your hijab life last. For the Muslim witches. A blow-dry charm.
Muslim
witches. And a Muslim witches is crazy.
And then for men, you'd be like...
Here's, I don't know, an ironing charm, I guess. Like, unwrinkle your shirt. Shit, I wouldn't be mad at Herbology because I'm a plant girl.
No, you're not. Where are the plants in your home?
They're outside. I'm a plant girly that likes taking pictures of flowers. I'd be a magical
florist. I literally cannot.
I'd be the groundskeeper.
I can't imagine you like handling a mandrake.
I would lose a finger every day. Oh my god, I have no place at Hogwarts.
Shut up, you would be...
Maybe I would just be in the ministry. No.
Someone was like, I think you teach astrology. And I'm like, are you saying that because I'm a brown woman?
Oh my god, you know what I would teach? I would either teach arithmancy or...
Oh yeah.
I think I would teach arithmancy.
Yeah. I think you'd also do potions, but like you'd be a really bad potions teacher because you'd be like, I don't know, just like andazi.
Yeah, just... Ask your mom.
I know. You like never make the potion like twice, like the same twice.
It never comes out the same twice. Yeah, I actually would love to do potions. Or I think Linehart introduced me to alchemy.
Oh yeah, like, I think you do something like alchemist. Sciencey. Yeah.
I think through Dichakoye, I'm like, arithmancy is a little bit of like kind of.
I know it's math, but maths.
Yeah, some maths. What should we end on? Look out for Demotmobile. Yeah. It's going to be our first official review episode. We're going to talk about Demotmobile Draco, one of the best Dracos.
Truly.
We can't give it all away right now.
No, we can't. We are so excited. Thank you so much for joining us and for listening to our first intro podcast.
Hermione Diaries.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be on most of the podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, is that a thing?
TikTok?
We'll hopefully get our TikTok up and running. We really want this to be like an interactive community, so hopefully we get some fun comments, ideas for future episodes.
You can email us at thedramineydiaries@gmail.com.
Yes, please email us.
Yeah.
Email us some feedback and please like, share, subscribe.
Yay! It was
great sitting down with you, Neha.
It was so great. Always offering.
Aw. Bye!